Switching gears a bit now, that song is called Family Affair. It's one of the biggest hits from R&B singer Mary J. Blige. She is up for 8 Grammys at this Sunday's Grammy Awards. That is more than any other artist. Mary J. has been topping urban and pop music charts for more than a decade. NPR's Christopher Johnson has a profile on the singer her fans call Miss Mary.
Mary J. Blige is doing her thing. The R&B star had an incredible year in 06. Her album, The Breakthrough, sold more than 6 million copies around the world. Blige just carted home 9 Billboard trophies and 2 American Music Awards. She could clean up at the Grammys, too. Her 8 nominations include Record and Song of the Year for Be With You. That hit spent a record-breaking 15 straight weeks at the top of R&B charts. Over the past few years, the beautiful Miss Mary has strutted fashion runways, shown up on TV and off-Broadway, and been featured on more than a dozen magazine covers. Vibe, an urban music and culture monthly, chose Mary for the front of their 150th issue next month. Vibe's editor-in-chief Danielle Smith has been following Mary since the singer's career took off 15 years ago. Smith says all the attention Mary's getting is long overdue.
I don't see how it didn't happen sooner. She's a gift to hip-hop fans, and she's a gift to R&B fans, but she's a gift really to everyone. Maybe she has on a cuter dress now, but you listen to the albums, and it's always been the same beauty, the same grace, and the same soul.
Mary talked about a new image in a recent interview with Oprah Winfrey. She explained that her new album title marks a relatively new phase in her life.
The breakthrough is the self-love. When you believe negative things about yourself, that's what's going to happen. When you believe positive things about yourself, that's what's going to happen. I believe that I'm smart, I'm beautiful, I'm strong, I'm loved.
Miss Mary's put in work to get that secure. Life started out rough for the Bronx native who grew up in some dangerous projects in New York. She dropped out of high school and spent her idle time at a local mall. That's where the 17-year-old cut a karaoke tape in 1988 that eventually made its way to the head of Uptown Records. Her break came when producer Sean Puff Daddy Combs helped Mary craft her debut disc, What's the 411? It went double platinum thanks to hit singles like You Remind Me. That song was the jam back in the summer of 92 and eventually went number one on Billboard's R&B charts. When Mary came out in the early 90s, Mariah, Whitney, and Janet were among the reigning young R&B stars. But nobody was mixing heavy, lovesick soul with knockin' hip-hop beats quite like Mary. She was the female soul singer showing up in combat boots on Yo! MTV Raps, moving with as much swagger as her duet partner, then rap star Grand Poobah. It was obvious how Mary got her crown as the queen of hip-hop soul.
Mary Blige is something kind of special.
Love is a life and life is a living.
Yeah.
You're very special.
Mary's second album, My Life, was bigger than her first, selling more than 3 million copies. Unlike 411, Mary co-wrote most of the tracks on this heavier, moodier, more emotional disc. Listen to My Life, and it becomes clear Mary was going through some things, including abusive relationships, heavy drug addiction, and depression.
If you looked into my life, and see what I've seen, oh, you will see I'm so
if you looked in my life.
As Mary fought some serious pain, her name just got bigger. She did music for TV and movies and took home her first Grammy in 96 for You're All I Need to Get By, a duet with rapper Method Man. Through the late 90s, Mary dropped 3 more multi-platinum discs and headlined her first North American tour. The millennium brought success in her personal life as Mary kicked her addictions, started going back to church, and entered a steady, stable romance. Today, Mary's sound and style have led critics to rank her among soul divas Aretha Franklin and Chaka Khan. Editor Danielle Smith says fans love Mary because she's just real. She's open about her past and about her climb out of the abyss. And to Smith, That's the reason Mary shines.
Mary has done a lot of stumbling, but I think that it just makes her all the more human. And she always says pretty much at some point in the interview, when someone says, well, Mary, you're just so great, she always says some version of, look, I'm just trying to get it together.
Chances are, the queen of hip-hop soul is busy getting herself together for a big night at the Grammys this weekend. Miss Mary recently said she has 8 acceptance speeches to write, one for each trophy she's hoping to take home this Sunday. Christopher Johnson, NPR News.
She's been down and out. She's been wrote about.
She's been talked about constantly.
She's been up and down. She's been pushed around, but they held her down. NYC.
She has no regrets. She accepts the past.
All these things they helped to make she.
She's been lost and found, and she's still around.
There's a reason for everything.